Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I will continue taking your calls on St. Brown. As I guess we may have stumbled upon some, as Stoney's asked a question. People keep saying he's top five. Who do you take out? We'll take those calls, but a little bit of news happened with another Detroit team.
Yeah, the Red
Wings.
That is
the Wings.
Yeah, Dylan Larkin out 2 weeks minimum, it looks like, with a lower body injury. And, of course, as I even asked Newsy Lalonde about this a few weeks ago, only the NHL, they won't disclose what the injuries are. Eventually, because of gambling, they should. Yeah. So that's why the NFL does, is actually say what the injuries are. The NHL, I believe Scotty Bowman was the first person to. No, we can't tell people what they are because it's the playoffs. They might
upper body injury. Right. Yeah, he's missing an arm.
Yeah, if they know it's a shoulder, they'll try to injure the shoulder further, whatever. But he's arguably been their best player this season, especially offensive player. And you're out for 2 weeks. Have a 2-game losing streak going into Colorado in a couple of days. And I was at the game on Saturday against Florida. And I wanted to get people's opinions about that game in particular and the Red Wings. As we head to the trading deadline, which is on Friday at 3 o'clock during our show, I'll be in with Mike when the deadline happens. And here's what I thought, and it's not to knock the Red Wings at all. It's just we got a lot of, joy over the winning streak. I know Kenny did. But what I saw on Saturday was the difference, the gap between a playoff contender, legitimate playoff contender like the Detroit Red Wings, as opposed to a legitimate Stanley Cup champion like the Florida Panthers. And they're as a ways away. And I know on social media, well, the referees, they gave Florida the advantage because they're more physical and the Wings retaliated and took stupid penalties and that's the ref's fault. Okay. Well, you know what? Good teams have to be smart enough too. And Florida was smart enough to bait the Red Wings and the Red Wings fell for it a little bit. But it was one of those games. And look, the Red Wings, you look at 4-0, thought they got completely outplayed. They didn't get completely outplayed. But when you see a team like Florida who gives you no room to get anything done,
right.
The Wings are in a situation, and teams in those situations have to be able to take advantage of opportunities because they're not going to get that many of them. And, granted, Sider hit the post early. You had a disallowed goal with obvious goaltender interference. And then, Patrick Kane on a breakaway decides to play, five hole instead of just shoot the puck up top and probably would have scored. You can't make those opportunities go away.
But it was like they went up, the Panthers go up 2-0 and then decided, all right, let's make the Wings beat themselves.
Which they did. And with a lot of penalties. And look, Florida's really good. They have a pretty good defense. Their third and fourth lines are really good, not to mention, Tkachuk. And people like that are, Reinhardt's got 42 goals, which I never saw coming. And they got a great goalie right now, and Bobrovsky's playing tremendous. So I was just curious at 248-539-9797. Are you getting a little antsy here about the Red Wings? And especially now with Larkin hurt, I wouldn't expect them to go into Colorado and win anyway. But the Arizona game is the one. All right, they got to.
You can't lose
Larkin
that.
Or no Larkin. They better at least get 2 points there.
Right, you cannot lose that game. You are correct. And I was talking with Kenny pre-show and asking him, and with now Larkin being injured, you kind of expect Stevie to be a little more active when it comes to the trade deadline.
Yeah,
because
do they go after Gensel in Pittsburgh? I mean, what would you have to give up to get him though? Now look. Steve Eiserman, for all the good things and all the good drafting he's done at the top of the draft and a lot of good moves he's made, he is obviously part of the, up until Brad Holmes, the second-round Lions curse, because the Lions, because the Rings' second-round draft picks have done nothing. Some of them, most, none of them have even made the team yet. I mean, Bweem is still at the University of Denver, which shows you that he hasn't progressed, and there's others as well. But that's, so I would give up as many second-round picks as Pittsburgh wanted, and you know what? I'd give up a first in this in this draft if you're going to re-sign him for a few years, right?
Yeah, before the Larkin injury, I was kind of lukewarm on getting a middle six forward. I was like, if we can, cool. If not, no big deal. But now that becomes a little bit more imperative. And Jake Guentzel would be a perfect name. He's a point-per-game type player.
Right.
Really solid score. Really, would be great in our forward core.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, they need their look. They obviously need a physical presence. And I mean, I know Lalonde has said preferably in the forwards and the back, you know, third or fourth line. To me, I think defense is where they need to a little, you know, not the whole cliche, got to be bigger at the blue line. They need a little more grit, so to speak, in the blue,
sandpaper.
In the blue. Yes.
As Kenny put it.
Yeah.
Kenny, are we still in line for your twin?
Stop that. No, I think we were talking about Radko Gudas. Yeah.
Yeah, your twin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're in play for that.
Look,
have you seen that guy play, Stoney?
He's Kenny Cutts.
Yes, I have. And here's what I don't like about him. I mean, look, he's got a really good slap shot, too, and he's physical. He is partly what they need. I wouldn't be completely opposed, but this team takes bad penalties to begin with right now. I mean, you put him into the equation, I could just see a tie game in the playoffs and Gudas, you know, slashes some guy and they lose on a power
play. Well, you get that. That's a great point, but also he's played on that Florida Panthers team beat us up. He knows how to play that playoff style of hockey.
True. Yeah, he'd be
I'm
fine.
I'm sorry, did you say playoffs?
Yeah.
Everything you said after that doesn't matter to me. A penalty in the playoffs? We're in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's what I'll take. Then, and if trading for him gets us there, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Yes. It'd be nice to see a playoff game in Little Caesars Arena. And unless something crazy happens, I think they're still going to get there. And like I said, what's crazy can happen is your best player can get hurt for a few weeks. Hopefully it's only, you know, a few weeks. Because if it's, you know, longer than that, then you could have some problems here. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, so Wings minus Larkin for a couple of weeks. So we're talking that. We're also talking about St. Brown. We'll take calls on both. David, ticket text.
Oh, Kenny's going to love this one. The Wings are sellers now. Wings need to cut ties with Larkin. He just doesn't have it to lead a team. That is from Al.
Wait.
Please.
Oh, Al, I needed you to finish the bingo card. You almost had it. There was one thing missing. Kenny, you want to help him out?
Which would that be? Shoot the puck?
No. Why are you losing now? Why is the bad luck happening?
I don't know. You tell me. What's the?
Oh.
Right here. Oh, the patch?
Yes.
What did I say?
Oh, my God.
Three in a row now. One loss, two losses. Larkin's out for a couple of weeks, all since the patch was put on the jersey.
Make it a priority.
Oh, this just feeds the idiots.
Kenny, I don't think you're an idiot.
I know.
I mean, it is two straight losses and an injury now. It just keeps piling up, okay? I mean, it's not all this fault, but it's something. Every team hits a few walls during a season.
Yes.
I'm not worried. Let's stop worrying the people, Pete.
I'm not worried about the playoffs yet.
Yeah, they were eventually going to lose games, and you're losing games to good teams. Just like going to Colorado, that's a good team. If you happen to lose that game, panic if you lose to Arizona. Now, problems. Now, I'll say, Kenny, maybe it is the patch. Or if another good star player goes down, we got some issues. But you were going to lose games. You were not going to stay that hot the entire season.
Well, I say the patch thing more tongue-in-cheek, but the Red Wings still are 6 points ahead of the next team that's out of the playoffs.
Right, the Islanders, but the Islanders have a game in hand. Washington, 7 back, they also have a game in hand. New Jersey, they're free-falling. So is Pittsburgh. So it's either the Capitals or the Islanders that I'm worried about, because Tampa is actually starting to fall as well. So the Wings are still in pretty damn good stead, barring a major losing
streak. Yeah, there's no reason to panic just yet.
No.
So. Hold on. You're telling me not to panic and Dylan Larkin just got hurt?
That's a couple of weeks.
Oh, just a couple weeks that you're losing your captain. Okay, no big deal then. All right, cool. Wonderful. What? I'm worried. You're losing your captain.
David, he didn't die. He's going to be back.
Oh, so we can lose for 2 weeks and we'll be okay. Got you.
I still think they'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
I still think they'll be okay.
So,
like I said.
The non-hockey guy here. You're telling me you're okay? I got to trust you guys, okay?
Right. When that man over there next to you, that bearded wonder, starts to panic, that's okay. When we panic.
See, and I'm Mr. Doom and Gloom as well, and I still think they're okay.
In that two-week span, by the way, we have the Coyotes twice. Those games you have to win. Buffalo's not any good. We have them twice. And we have Pittsburgh, who's not any good this year. So it's not the worst thing in the world. It sucks. Yes, we're going to miss D-Boss, but calm down.
All right. 248-539-9797. We'll take your Wings call. We'll take your Lions call with St. Brown. We'll get all of that next. 97-1. You've heard me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.